Hello there, boys. Coming at you live from inside of an avocado tree. What do we need to learn these languages? And how do you learn how to learn the languages? So, on my internet consumption media, you can learn how to learn how to learn languages. So that's what we're going to do today, as promised, in my blog post, to my blog following. We learned that that's what this is for. So, there's sources, there's people like me who are living like tree nymphs and learning languages, and you can learn from us. And there's also, what do you need? What kind of media do you need? What kind of stuff do you need? Do you need headphones? You probably do need headphones. But what do you need? So there's a lot of people, like I said in another episode, you gotta know how they learn Japanese, man. The Japanese people, they're where it's at with the Japanese, with learning how to learn and all that. But there's more than one way to skin a cat. And, I think what it comes down to is, what we learned from the Japanese people, right, is, if you want a method that works really well, find someone who is proclaiming a method that they claim to have done, and see how good they are. What we've also found is, people don't know how good people are at languages that they don't know. So, it's more like, find someone who you think might be good, and then ask someone who knows that language if he's good. So that's how you find your gurus. I've never said anything on the internet in another language that is published anywhere. So you can't do this for me yet, but maybe in the future. I'd like to interview some people in Portuguese. I feel like I missed an opportunity to interview people when I was in Brazil the other times. But yeah, no, whatever. So that's how you find your guru. I can be your meta guru. That's what I'll be. That's my title. I am the meta guru, I guess. This is stupid, right? I'm losing my mind under this tree here. But yeah, so there's learn how to learn, and then there's media. So there's Zlib. If you don't know about Zlib, then you need to learn about Zlib, because Zlib is very important for accessing knowledge. So yeah, Zlib, and Nya. If you learn Japanese, you need Nya. And what else is there? Thehighseas.com or .org, thehighseas.org or whatever it's called. I'm trying to, like, get around the AI, because I know that I'm going to be... I know AIs are going to analyze this and try to, like, find out about this. So, yeah. Thehighseas.org for English content, mostly. It's not really the high seas. I don't know if that's obvious, right? Some kind of a bay, right? We're on the high seas with the... There might be some pirates there. And, yeah, what else? Anyway, that's kind of how we get... We get media. Yeah, that's how we get media. But how do you consume media, right? So once you have media, I think also you want a hard drive. These days, a couple years ago, I bought a spinning Rust hard drive, but those have gotten so obsolete now that you can just buy a 4 terabyte SSD now. Whereas before you had to get the spinning Rust. It was so annoying to use because it was so slow. And eventually it failed too, right? It stopped working. So yeah, those suck. Don't get those. SSD. Pay for it. I couldn't even watch a video off of it, right? If I had like a 40 gigabyte 8K one that I hadn't bothered to convert, I couldn't even watch it because it would it couldn't pull the data off the disk fast enough. So that was annoying. Anyway, Yeah, so that's how we're going to get the media. So with the media, we're trying to condense the media down into what's good, right? So if there's a book online, there's about 60 million books online that you can get for free. But the odds that you're going to read one of those is basically like 1 in 6 million, right? Or 1 in 600,000 or something. Or 1 in 60,000, right? The point is, there's a lot of freaking books. But if you download some, the odds that you might read them go up. And you put them on your ebook reader, or if you print them out, you're really probably going to read them. If you get a physical copy, you're more likely to read it, right? So this is what we're doing, right? And if something sucks, we get rid of it, right? So you have learn how to learn, and then get your media to learn with, and then how do we consume, right? So it's a wonder of the modern world that we're able to consume so much media. It is the consumption of the media that allows us to learn languages like no man has ever done before, okay? So we do need digital devices, right? We do need to access the media. If you can try to order physical books, but I found even, like with Portuguese, I'd have a book I wanted to read, and I would not be able to get a physical copy. I think it's kind of changed in the past year or two, but, a few years ago, just maybe 5 years ago, if I wanted a copy of a common book, I wouldn't be able to get it. And I might be able to find a copy that someone's willing to send to me that's listed on Amazon for like $300. But other than that, I was like, wow, I cannot get physical books for some reason. But yeah, I think that has changed a little bit. But I don't know. I haven't really been doing much of that lately. But so there's ebook readers. There's really big ones. It seems like nobody gets these. But if you scan in a PDF, you can get a really big one that you can read it on. But for some reason, people don't like these. I feel like it's crucial, right? Because how are you going to read like a physically large book, like a textbook? Because you can't really do it on... you can do it on a tablet, I guess. There's... This is such a deep topic, right? But the point is, like, whatever you get, right? You want to keep the cost low, and you want to make it so it's easier for you to actually consume the best media to learn with for you at your level. So if you're a beginner, then what you really need is some kind of speaker or headphones or earbuds. And then I have to just tweak it, right? So I had earbuds, and eventually they started to irritate my ears because they were in my ears all the time. Oh, my light went out. What the heck? Why does this always happen? Skill issue. So it started to irritate my ears, so I tweaked it a bit. I got headphones, right? And then I figured out that I couldn't get headphones on my bicycle to work, right? So I got like noise canceling ones. I got these ones that are waterproof, so I could, because I had a job collecting oysters. So you know, I just kind of like tried to tweak it as I went. And that's kind of how I've been able to consume so much media, right? But, usually I would say that consuming media is cringe, because, binge-watching a TV show is cringe. But, if you're learning a language, then you gotta, right? Because the people who binge-watch TV shows are, like, way better than people who don't binge-watch TV shows. So what are you gonna do? But eventually, binge-watching TV shows is no good, and it's time to start reading the books. So for that, we need... if you're the kind of person that can read on your phone, or whatever, then that's fine, I guess. But me, I'm too distracted by that, so... The e-readers, man. Good stuff. You can put thousands of books on e-readers. It's crazy. So I was talking about listening reading before. So listening while you read, they have a special name for it in Japanese. I don't know if it's a thing people do, or if it's just like a learner thing and they just gave it a name, but kikiyomi. So yeah, you're listening and you're reading. So in order to do that, you have to be able to listen to the thing that you also have a copy of, so you have to get both. And there's a way now to get the audiobook synced up with subtitles. So it uses AI and text matching, I think, to link up the subtitles with... So the EPUB gets converted into lines, and then subs, please, PLZ, converts that into an SRT file, which is what subs are usually done with, like soft subs, right? So it's possible to have your audiobook and then have the subs come up if you have a player that can play it. So that's really cool, but this technology is pretty new. I think it's about a year old. So it's not, it's not really talked about yet, but I think this is really cool because it can make reading, it can make a transition from watching television with subtitles to just reading a book a lot easier, because now it's kind of like watching television but without any visual aspect, right? There's just, you have your screen like normal and it's black or something, and then you have the subtitle going and the person talking. So it's the same thing, but it's literally just a book. And it also makes this meta skill that's pretty hard to learn sometimes go away, which is the keeping track of your place and being able to find your place again on a page, being able to scan a page really quick and find where the writer is at. Or if you misscan a line and you as you cross your eyes across the page to go back to the beginning of the lines, if you like miss, which is easy to do in a language you don't know that well, then being able to catch back up and find your spot. Or if you pause it and you don't know which part of the page you were on. Anyway, like, that skill is no longer necessary, right? You can just get straight to listening reading and you can't lose your place. You can just lose your place in the book. So it's probably helpful to have a reader that can keep track of where you were, like, in the book. But yeah, so this is really exciting stuff. So all you need is a M4B file or an M4A file, so like all those are, they're kind of like MKV. It's a wrapped format, so it's an audio file inside of a wrapper where you can add things like chapter markings and stuff, and then within that format, it's a container format. You can also add the subtitle file. So yeah, the MKV is a Matryoshka, right? So it's like think of it like a timeline, and as you play part of it, it goes through and it's playing video, and it also has audio, and it's like interspersed, and it has your subtitles are interspersed too. So that way, in order for it to be read, it can be read linearly from front to back, and you don't have to like read the whole video file in first or something, right? It just all the things are synced up and read at the same time, like in segments. So that's why it's called Matryoshka, because it's kind of like you have like the Matryoshka dolls in a file. So it's the same thing with the audiobooks. So yeah, this is pretty new, exciting, I think. Probably this cool new technology is only useful for learners. I've literally only seen Japanese learners care about this. I've never seen an audiobook file with synced subtitles that's not Japanese. So maybe Mandarin, if I wasn't paying attention. But yeah, I don't think anybody cares about this, but all of them should have them, right? Why would an audiobook file not have the synced subtitles inside, right? Why would a video file not have synced subtitles inside? They all do, right? If anybody posts a freaking video file on the internet for a movie, it has subtitles in it, usually in English or something, right? That's because otherwise you have to go get them yourself, which is a pain. Let's all start adding synced subtitles to our freaking audiobook files from now on. So that's the other thing I haven't talked about, right? So there's learning how to learn, there's getting your media, and there's the part I skipped, which is messing around with your media so that it works. And then there's things like your phone or your headphones or whatever other technology you need to utilize the media. A microphone, if you want to do shadowing, Matt versus Japan recommended that you get a microphone. But not this one, the one, like the big one that looks like a giant dong, because that way you can plug in your headphones and you can hear yourself talking. And then you want noise-canceling headphones. So it was like a $300 thing. I was like, wow, that is way too much. But, yeah, that's the kind of, like, detail, you know, I want, right? But, yeah, honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, if you can just hear what they're saying, right? But for converting media, I found this actually is kind of a big deal, right? So, we already covered that cool new technology. Everybody start publishing those, please. But, if you want to get a bunch of audio tracks for audiobooks or, movie tracks for the blind, so audio description tracks, the thing about those files is they can be really big because they can be really high quality. The movie files might have 7 channels of audio, and you're not going to need that, right? Because, I mean, headphones, it's just 2. Even surround headphones, who cares? You know, it's just, we're doing this to learn language, not to feel like there's people behind us and in front of us. It's kind of way too much. And it takes up too much space, so getting it on your phone and stuff can be an issue, right? So FFmpeg, okay, is the best thing ever. I know I just said that subtitles in an audiobook file is the best thing ever, but FFmpeg is actually the best thing ever. So now you can convert, like 500 gigabytes of audio down to 20 gigabytes, and you can still hear the language really good. It's crazy, right? And there's new video formats. There's a X265, so HVEC or whatever it's called, and there's AV1, and those formats are also for video. They're extremely condensed. For audio, there's Opus is pretty condensed, and if you want it to be like an absurdly tiny file, there's a high fidelity AAC one. So anyway, all these formats are kind of new, and it's possible to get FFmpeg on your phone with Termux, and there's also apps now that a couple people made in the past year, I think, that can do this kind of stuff. Converting media matters. With FFmpeg, you can add the subtitle file that you got into something, right? So a lot of times if you get like a movie, it's not going to have the subtitles in the original language because nobody really wants those. But you do, right? Because, well, I mean, you might if you want them, right? So with FFmpeg, it's pretty easy to add that in. I guess that kind of covers converting the media, right? It's shell scripting, so like I don't know. I think a lot of people are scared of shell scripting. It's not hard or anything, but it does take some learning. The other option is to just, you know, not have as much stuff, but I don't know, that kind of sucks. So that's what we need. Your local library, I don't know, I hate to say that. You know what's actually good? University libraries are good. If you can get to a university library, there's a good chance that it's pretty, it probably has what you need in your language. This usually works. If you're a patron to a university library, then you're definitely set, because you can do an interlibrary loan or something if they can do that for you. And then you can actually get anything like from WorldCat. That's basically it, right? It's not rocket science to find media and figure out how to use it, but it's not natural, right? It's not natural for human beings to learn languages that people around them are not speaking. So, It's a weird thing to do, and it requires some extra work. So, that's what I have to say about that. Goodbye.